today we are going to learn about the Akedah. So we finished the Brachas, Brachas HaShachar, and the Yerotzen that comes after Brachas HaShachar. Now in the order of davening, now would come the Akedah. Unfortunately, many people don't even know that the Akedah exists as part of davening. So, if I were to go through all of Karbanas, it might last forever this shiur. So, what I'm going to do is that any part of Karbanas that is a tefillah, we'll talk about it. And whatever is Psukim in the Torah, that will leave for some Parsha Shir sometime. But so what I'm going to focus on today is just the tefillah that we say before the Akedah. We say which begins with Akeinu Lekei Aviseinu. So, but before we go into that, let's first learn a little bit about what is the inyan of saying the Akedah every day. So in Tur, Simon Aleph is the first Simon in Tur. The Tur writes, V'toiv loimar parshas v'akedah. It is good to say the parsha of the Akedah, of Akedah Yitzchak, every day. Now, since the Torah only writes v'toiv loimar, it's good to say. He's not saying chayiv loimar. That's why most people don't say it, because we don't have any time for the v'toiv loimars. We have to spend our time on the things we're obligated to say, and the things that are just good to say, we tend to skip. But as we will soon see, it is not something that you want to skip. The Beis Yosef, in explaining this tour, the tour that says "V'toyv loymar parshas Akedah," it's good to say the parshas Akedah. It says the Beis Yosef. Why? Kedei lizkoir zchus ha'avos, in order to remember the merit of the avos, the fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, before Hashem. That's number one. V'gam, and another reason. La'achnia yitzroi la'avodas Hashem Yisborach, that a person should subjugate their yitzahara to avodas Hashem. K'moy shemasa Yitzchak nafshai, just like Yitzchak sacrificed his soul. So the Beis Yosef gives us two reasons for saying the Akedah. One is to remember the zchus of the avos before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second is to subjugate our Yetzahara to serve Hashem just like Yitzchak did. Yitzchak basically sacrificed his soul. So let's just talk about these for 2 minutes, or whatever, how long it takes. What does it mean to remember this Chus Avos before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgets. So we don't need to remind him about the Akedah. He remembers the Akedah. And the Beis Yosef, if you look carefully into the words of the Beis Yosef, he doesn't say La'azkir Chus Avos b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of this Chus Avos. That's not what it's about. We don't need to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu about anything. It says Lizkoir Chus Avos b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should remember the Chus of the Avos when we're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the simple understanding of this is that Zchus Avos is something that we live on. We breathe Zchus Avos. If not for Zchus Avos, for the merit of our Avos, who knows if we would be here, Bechlal. So, it is Zchus Avos that gives us the life and the goodness and everything, all the wonderful things that we have. However, Zuchusavais, how does Zuchusavais work? Zuchusavais works by us emulating the Avos HaKadoshim. And even if we don't physically emulate our Avos, if we at least respect what they stood for, so that gives some credence to us living on their merit. But if we don't recognize and we don't respect what they represented, then Chas v'Shalom doesn't seem like there should be any logic in Zechus Avos working for us. So the purpose of saying the Akedah before we begin davening, and we're about to daven for everything that we need, and we know that we don't merit to receive anything. We're getting whatever we do need, we're getting Bezchus Avos. And that's why Shemoneh Esrei begins with Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov. Because whatever we're going to ask for in Shemoneh Esrei, we're only going to get Bezchus Avos. So the same applies to davening. Before we begin davening, we say the Akedah. To show Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, I might not be a person of tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. And if you look at my life, you'll know that on your own, Ribbono Shel Olam. I haven't sacrificed myself before you. However, I do respect that. And I do, I strive to emulate that. That is what Lizkar Zechus Avos Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. Now, one set of art, what seems to be a contradiction, we have one Mamar Chazal say that Bnei Yisrael merited to leave Mitzrayim in the Zechus, Shleshinu Shemam L'Shenim Malbusham, in the merit that they did not change their name, their garment, and their language. And then we have, actually, we have psukim that say, the pasuk says, by Yizkor Lahem, that when Israel cried out to Hashem in Mitzrayim, Hashem remembered for them his covenant that he had with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So it wasn't the zchus of the Avos that we left Mitzrayim. It wasn't in our own zchus. So how can Chazal say that it wasn't our own zchus, that we didn't change our name, our garment, and our language? So I explained that we can understand this with a mashal. There was a king that had a very, very loyal minister. I'm not sure if I shared this with you yet or not. But there's a king that had a very loyal minister. This minister would jump into fire for the king. The most loyal person, most loyal servant the king ever had. This minister had a son that really wasn't interested in this whole kingdom business. Just wasn't interested. He wanted to have a good time, wanted to play around with his friends and do all the things that his friends were doing. Wasn't interested in this whole royal type of life. And yet when this king's son would do things that were totally, I'm not sorry, the minister's son would do things that was totally not befitting of a royal minister's son, people would go over to him and say, you know, what you're doing is really not, it's not befitting for someone of your stature, someone of a, not befitting of a minister's son to act this way. And it really was very annoying. It was getting very, very annoying. Whenever he would act in a certain way, people would come over to him and tell him it's not befitting. So he decided, you know what, I'm going to go away to a faraway land where nobody knows who I am, nobody knows who my father is. I'm going to change my name. I'll change my garb. I'm not going to wear that royal garb anymore. I'll speak the language whatever wherever I'm going. No one will know who I am, and I'll be able to act however I please, and no one will bother me. And that's what he did. He went to this faraway place, changed his name, didn't have the same name as the minister anymore, changed his clothing, wore the same clothing that everybody else wore, and changed and spoke their language. Nobody had any idea who he was, did whatever he wanted, and nobody cared. Until one day, when he did something really bad, and he was caught doing something criminal, and he was thrown into prison. And whatever he did was liable of terrible punishment. So before this punishment was carried out, this son of the minister asked if he could have an audience with the king. So he came to the king, and he falls before the king, and he says, my dear king, please have compassion upon me. I am the son of your loyal minister. You should have compassion on me. My father was so loyal to you. He basically sacrificed his life for you. You should have compassion on me. So the king says, you're the minister's son? You don't even have the same name as him. You don't speak the same language. You don't dress like him. In what way are you the minister's son? Meaning, your entire life you've worked on forgetting that you're the minister's son, and now you want me to remember that you're the minister's son? So had B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim forgotten their names and forgotten their and let go of their garment and let go of their language, then Zchus Avos wouldn't have worked. The only reason why Ve'ezkor Hasbrisi, the only reason why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam remember the covenant of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov for us in Mitzrayim is because we were proud of who our Avos were. Because we maintained the name of our Avos, because we appreciated who our Avos were. We maintained their garb and we maintained their language. And that is why we say the Akedah every morning. The saying the Akedah is a statement, Rabbeinu Shalom, I am proud of who my Avos were. And therefore, I have the right to ask you to be compassionate to me because I am the son of your loyal servant. And then the second reason the B'Zi Yosef gives is Lachnia Yitzra L'Avodas Hashem Yizbarach. The purpose of saying the Akedah is to subjugate our Yitzhara to Avodas Hashem, just like Yitzchak sacrificed himself. Now, the importance of this is specifically when it comes to areas of sur meira, areas of turning away from the bad. Now we have mitzvahs aseh, we have positive mitzvahs, and we have mitzvahs lois aseh, we have prohibitive mitzvahs. For a mitzvahs aseh, we say, we're about to say after this, Ashreinu v'tov chalkeinu, how fortunate we are, how great is our portion that we get to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's, and we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We accept upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem's kingdom. We're going to do whatever Hashem tells us to do, positively. But when it comes to fighting our Yetzirah, when there's prohibitive mitzvahs, Hashem tells us don't do this and don't do that, those are things that we like to do. That requires Mesiras Nefesh. That requires sacrificing our nefesh, sacrificing our desires. And for that, we need Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak to teach us that Yitzchak was willing to sacrifice his entire life for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that is what we need to emulate. sacrificing not only, Hashem is not asking us to sacrifice our life, He's asking us to sacrifice our desires. And when we have our avos to look up to and to learn from, it is something that, especially if we start the day that way, it's something that becomes much easier. The Gra, the Gaon, on this Shulchan Aruch brings, what is the source for saying the Akedah every day? The source is a Gemara in Yuma. Yuma, Daf Chav Ches Amad Beis, the Gemara talks about the Avoid of the Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash. And that as soon as the sun would rise, the Avodah was not allowed to start in the Beis HaMikdash until the sun rose. So they would send somebody up to the rooftop. And the Mimuna, the Kohen that was in charge, would ask the person, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad SheBeChevroin, did the entire east horizon illuminate until Chevron? That's what he would ask, and he would answer yes. And that's when the Avodah would begin. So the Yerushalmi asks, what's the Mizrach until Chevron? Why mention Chevron B'chlal? So the Yerushalmi said, really, Chevron had nothing to do with this all. The only reason Chevron was mentioned was in order to mention Zchus Avos before the Avodah begins. The Avos are buried in Chevron, and that is something we want to mention before we begin the Avodah of the day, and that's why we say, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad SheBeChevron. Since we don't say that, unfortunately we don't have the Avodah, the way we do that is by saying the Akedah. That's how we're mazkir, that's how we mention Zchus Avos before the Avodah begins. And then the Gra brings another source for our minhag to say Akedah every day, and that is the Bereishis Rabba Perik Nun Vav, Ois Yud. It says like this, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Lefanav, Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Olamim, Master of the Worlds, at the time that you told me, take your one and only son and offer him as a carbon, I had what to answer you. What could I have answered you? I could have said to you, yesterday you told me that I would have descendants from Yitzchak. And now you're telling me to offer him as a carbon? That's what I could have told you. But heaven forbid I didn't do that. I restrained my compassion to my own son to do your will. It should be the will before you. Hashem Aleikenu. This is Avraham Avinu speaking. B'shoa sheyu banav shel Yitzchak boyim lidei averos u'masim roim, when the children of Yitzchak will be doing averos and bad deeds, tehi nizkor lahem oiso akeda, you should remember that akeda. B'tesmali aleim rachamim, you should fill yourself with rachamim upon them. So Avraham was saying to the Rabbani Shalom, listen here, Rabbani Shalom. I had a valid retort to your request. I could have said, nothing doing. You already told me, I didn't answer you. Why? Because your request is over everything else. So I'm asking you to be fair. When the descendants of Yitzchak are doing bad deeds, and they're deserving of chas v'shalom, a punishment, you also don't answer what you're supposed to answer. Instead, go above and beyond, just like I did, and fill yourself with rachamim upon them. That is the Medrash, and as a result, every day we begin the Aravaida, we begin the davening with the Akeda, to once again arouse that Rachmanis, despite everything, all the bad things we might do, that the Rebbeinu Shlom should have Rachmanis upon us. The what?
Why? I don't know if you look at why did he say the descendants of Yitzhak? He was the one who was probation
in Israel. He should have said my descendants. Why? I'm just curious. Good question. Yeah. Could be that Avraham Avinu didn't want to ask for himself. The Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh. I'll tell you the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh. Loi isman de mevatel moisonam in bnei anoshe ki korban akedas Yitzchak. There is nothing that can negate a plague from bnei Yisrael, from people, than mentioning the korban of akedas Yitzchak. Va'akedas Yitzchak can't read my own handwriting. So, Akedas Yitzchak ma'al yel Yisrael. Akedas Yitzchak is good for Bnei Yisrael. B'chol yoyme b'galusa, in every day in Golus, the togin aleihoin mikol modern bishin, it protects them from all bad happenings. V'kol onofik v'omar, there's a heavenly voice that comes out when we say the Akedah. A heavenly voice comes out and says to the Midas Hadin, to the attribute of justice, Al Tasloi Ma'uma, do not dare do anything to Klal Yisrael. Similar to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, when he was about to shecht Yitzchak, a heavenly voice came out and told Yitzchak, Al Tasloi Ma'uma, do not do anything to him. Told Avram, Al Tasloi Ma'uma, do not do anything to him. When we read the parasha of the Akedah, the heavenly voice comes out and says to the Midas Hadin, says to the attribute of justice, Al Taslay Ma'uma, do not dare touch Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, there is, in a moment. Eschus avuhain yogain alein mimarim bishin. The Tikkun Zohar says that in a time of a plague, Rachman Alitzlan, Moyel Parshas of Akeda Kamayak Toiris. The Parshas of Akeda is as will work as well as the Ketoiris. We in Parshas Korach, there was a plague, and Moshe told Aharon to take the Ketoiris. And the Ketoreh stopped the plague. He says the Parsha of Akedah has that same koyach. The Arizal says that the kavana hakoyleles, the kavana, the general kavana that a yid needs to have when we say the Parsha of the Akedah, is that the Parsha of Akedah represents Hamtokas Adinim. It represents the sweetening of of justice. How? Because we know that Avraham Avinu is the epitome of Midas HaChesed. Avraham Avinu represents the Midah of kindness. Yitzchak is the epitome of Midas HaGevura, which is Din. What happened by the Akedah is that Midas HaChesed, Avraham Avinu, bound the Midas HaDin. That is what happened, that is what the Akedah represents. So it is the Hamtoke, Midas HaChesed, overcoming the Midas HaDin. That is the general kavana of saying the Akedah. Before we begin davening, there is no, if the world were to exist with Midas HaDin, if the world were to be controlled with Midas HaDin, there would be no way for us to exist. And there would be no way for our tefillahs to be answered. So the introduction to tefillah, says Arizal, is Akedas Yitzchak, which is the Midas HaChesed, overcoming the Midas HaDin and tying down the Midas HaDin. And now we can begin to daven. So, answer to your question, that is the Altas Lema'uma. Midas HaDin, once we say Akedas Yitzchak, Midas HaDin has no power anymore. In Imre Pinchas, from Pinchas L'Koratzer, it says that saying the parasha of the Akedah is a segula to rid oneself of foreign thoughts during davening. I'm not sure what the connection is, but that's what Pinchas L'Koratzer says. It's a segula to get rid of foreign thoughts. They bring that, it says in Arizal, that since the whole kavana, according to the Arizal, the whole kavana of saying the Akedah is hamtokas adinim, is to sweeten the dinim. So therefore, on Shabbos, where it's not necessary to be mamtik the dinim, because Shabbos there are no dinim, so Shabbos morning, the Arizal says to skip the Akedah. We shouldn't say it. The Pinchas L'Koratzer used to say the Akedah on Shabbos morning. So his Talmud, the Beful of Bereshit, came over to him and showed him in the Arizal that you're not supposed to say the Akedah on Shabbos morning. So the Pinchas L'Koratzer said to him, "You don't have machshavas zaras on Shabbos. You don't have foreign thoughts on Shabbos. We need the Akedah to get rid of the foreign thoughts. So even though we don't need it for Amtokas Adinim, but we do need it to get rid of the machshavas zaras." What? I manage. In Noam of the Melech Parshas Vayera, it says halfway the Gezach. It's a new kavana. It's a new kavana while you say the Akedah. He says that when a Yid says the Parsha of the Akedah, and the person has in mind that had the Rebbeinu Shlom, if the Rebbeinu Shlom will tell me to sacrifice myself al Kiddush Hashem, that I would do so as well. That is what a Yid needs to have in mind when a Yid says the Akedah. That if a heavenly voice would come out and tell me, go have yourself slaughtered al Kiddush Hashem, I would do so as well. Says the Noam HaMelech, when a Yid has that in mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metzarev machshavta lemaisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if the person has done it. The Rebbeinu Shlom sees the sincerity in a Yid's intentions, that had he told the Yid to do so, he would have done so. It's as if, the Rebbeinu says, it's as if the Rebbeinu Shlom considers it as if the Yid has done so. Why is that different than the Mesiras Nefesh? What? Filling Nodlas Nafshecha. So there, the Kavana is that if somebody would give me the option of either transgressing Hashem's will or forfeiting my life, I would forfeit my life. Here, we're saying, just Hashem would tell me to be a korban. I'd be a carbon. So, I was thinking that since the Arizal says that saying the Parsha of the Akedah, remembering Zchus Avos, gets rid of the Mekatrik, it gets rid of the prosecutor, right? Gets rid of Midas Hadin. So perhaps this is what we say by Marav, we say, V'hoser Satan milfanenu me'achreinu. Remove the Satan from before us and from after us. We find, so first of all, milfaneinu, according to what we said, is that when a Yid connects himself to their avos, when a Yid connects himself to that was before them, that gets rid of the Satan. Mahaser Satan, how do we get rid of the Satan? Milfaneinu. When we think of our predecessors, when we think of and we connect ourselves to the Avos, that gets rid of the Satan. And the other thing that gets rid of the Satan is Me'achreinu. If we resolve to pass that legacy of our Avos on to the future generations, that is also something that gets rid of the Satan. Chazal tell us that Chosen Miyam Chupasai, all his averus are forgiven. Why is that? It's because what a chasan is doing beyond chupasai is committing himself to transmitting the tradition to the next generation. That gets rid of the sultan. The v'hoser sultan milfoneinu me'achreinu, by connecting ourselves to our predecessors and committing ourselves to passing the Messiah to the next generation. Now, if you look into this little tefillah that we say before we begin the Akedah, I'll just read it, and then we'll go over whatever, how much time we have left. We say, Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. So, our God and the God of our forefathers. Zachreinu b'zikora en toiv lefanecha. Remember us with a favorable memory before you. Ufakdeinu b'fkudas Yeshua v'rachme m'shmei shmei kedem. And recall us with a recollection of salvation and mercy before you. I'm sorry, from the loftiest heavens. V'zecholam Hashem Elokeinu Ahavas HaKadmonim Avraham Yitzchak V'Yisrael Avadecha. Remember on our behalf, Hashem our God, the love of our forefathers Avraham Yitzchak and Yisrael, your servants. Es Habris V'Sachesed V'Sashua Shenishmata L'Avraham Avinu Ma'ara Meriah. The kindness and the oath, the covenant, the kindness and the oath that you swore to our father Avram at Har HaMoriah, and the Akedah when he bound his son Yitzchak on top of the Mizbeach. Now, this whole Akedah here is attributed to Avram Avinu. It's the schus of Avram Avinu, Ashua Shenishbat al Avram Avinu. Akedah Sha'okad is Yitzchak Avinu. He tied down his son Yitzchak. Yitzchak, the schus of Yitzchak is not even mentioned here. It's just the schus of Avram. Avram, Akedah Yitzchak is also listed as one of the nesiyonis of Avram Avinu. It's listed as one of the tests of Avram Avinu. We don't find anywhere that Akedah Yitzchak is attributed as one of the tests to Yitzchak Avinu. And the truth is that the Mefarshim say that the test to Yitzchak might even have been a tougher test, because Yitzchak never heard it from Hashem. He only heard it from his father. Avram heard it directly from Hashem. For him, I'm not, of course, it's an Asayan. Going to taking your own son and slaughtering him is an Asayan. But he heard it directly from Hashem. Yitzchak never heard anything from Hashem. For him, it was Torah Shebal Peh. For him, it was oral Torah. He heard it from his father. And nevertheless, he allowed himself to be slaughtered. So, one can argue that for Yitzchak, this was a much greater test. Well, the famous answer to this is that it's a very important yesod. Is that it's a lot more difficult to live al kiddush Hashem than it is to die al kiddush Hashem. If somebody dies, allows themselves to be slaughtered al kiddush Hashem, it doesn't last too long. It's a 1, 2, 3, and it's over. And then the person is in Gan Eden, in the highest Gan Eden that there is for eternity. Someone who has, Avraham Avinu was expected to slaughter his son and to continue living. To live al-Kiddush Hashem. That's a lot more difficult than to die al-Kiddush Hashem. Yitzchak's Nisayan was to die al-Kiddush Hashem. Okay, fine. Yes, I'm not saying it's not a Nisayan, but it can't compare in any way to the Nisayan of Avraham Avinu, which was to be able to continue living with the knowledge that he killed his son. He would have to live with that faith his entire life. If he continues to live that Kiddush Hashem. Yeah. I once said, I think it's the Emes of Art. It says in Parshas Achrei Mois, Parshas Shemini, after the two sons of Aharon died, the pasuk says, "Vayidaim Aharon." Aharon was silent. I'm sorry. Before that, it says that Moshe said to Aharon, "Hu asher diber lekim b'kroy v'yakodesh al pnei kol am akoved." This is what Hashem was referring to when Hashem had told me, "I will be sanctified by those who are close to me." So, here another one of you were tzaddikim. So here was the fulfillment of what Hashem had told him, I will be sanctified by those who are close to me. Vayidaim Aharon, Aharon was silent. And Chazal tell us that Aharon was rewarded tremendously for remaining silent. He was rewarded that Hashem spoke to him privately. Next pasuk, Vayidaim Hashem al Aharon Lema. So the question was, what is the big deal? What in the world could have Aharon said that he's being so rewarded for being silent? And I was thinking that perhaps, if you look into the Rashi, Rashi says that Moshe told Aharon, it seems that Nadav and Aviu are greater than you and I. Because Hashem said, I will be sanctified by those who are closest to me. And he took Nadav and Aviu, he didn't take me and you. Right, so it must be that Nadav and Aviu are greater than you and I. So Aharon could have told Moshe, sorry, brother, you're wrong. I am the greatest. Do you know how Hashem was sanctified? Because I am now going to live al kiddush Hashem. After losing two sons, Aharon had to live the rest of his life without questioning the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Nadav and Aviu died al kiddush Hashem. Aharon says, I have to live al kiddush Hashem. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, "B'kroy v'yakodesh," I will be sanctified by those who are closest to me, he meant me. Aharon didn't say that. V'yidaim Aharon. Aharon remained silent. He allowed Moshe to think that B'rekroi v'yakodesh meant another menavi. Because it's to live al-Kiddush Hashem is much more difficult than to die al-Kiddush Hashem. To live through, I mean, if anybody had relatives that were sure you all have relatives that lived through the Holocaust and had to live with all those horrors in mind and not to question their Rebbeinu Shlomo. That was mission impossible. It was just, they had to live al Kiddush Hashem. When did we get around to explain these words over here? Sorry, I think we have to stop. There's a help, and we should be zaycha that everybody should live al kiddush Hashem, and nobody should die al kiddush Hashem. We should all be zaycha to that these upcoming days should be nepach the sasana of the simcha.